starters, you mean?
Yeah. And on the defense?
About the same.
Okay. What do you see this season? What's your outlook? What's your projection?
You know, we're pretty much one day at a time kind of philosophy, but you know, this is an extremely hard-working group, and the thing that impresses me about them is that there's a lot of unity. They work together as well as any group that I've had, and I think they have a tremendous desire to be successful, so I'm looking forward to a great year.
Okay, who's going to start the quarterback for you?
Right now, Jared Bailey. The inside track, and he's a senior. Not much you want to know about him. He's about 6'1", and about 175.
What's he have? What's good about him?
He's a great competitor. Is his strongest point. And then he throws the ball well, and I think he's ready for his chance. He's waving the wings. He's been behind you know, some good quarterbacks in the past, and you know, he's very intelligent. He makes good decisions. Quarterbacks, go right on over with the running backs. Coach, can you start them? Quarterbacks.
Okay, who's going to back him up?
Eric DeValkanier. DeValkan. I think it's EURE. Yeah, I can find out for you in just a second.
Okay.
His brother's here.
Okay. So is he a senior?
No, he's a junior.
Junior.
What's it? Defense. Defensive back. Yep.
Okay.
What do you play on defense?
I don't.
Okay, you need to pick a defensive position. How about defensive end? Okay, right down there with Coach Volker, yeah.
Okay, what's his height and weight?
Eric is about 6'3", okay, and about 190 pounds.
And how about your running backs?
David Keith. CCO.
Okay.
And Justin Davis.
Okay.
And Jason Bobe.
B-O-B-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We are top.
All right. How? What are the years?
They're all seniors. Let's see, Pico is about 5'6".
Okay.
And probably 180. Okay. Justin Davis is probably 6 foot, 175.
Okay.
And Jason Bogues probably 5'11". 190.
About your lineman?
Brian Martin, senior. 5'11", put him 6 foot, 245.
Okay.
And Brian Wilson. He's probably 6'4".
Okay.
6'4", 215, 220.
Okay.
I mean, are you wanting all of them, or just some
just
of the
top
ones? Yeah. Donnie Deck. He's had a few years of senior tight end. He's 6'3". 210.
Okay. And the defensive outlook?
Brian Martin again. Brian Wilson again. I think it's both sides of the line and deck, so all the same.
Okay. What about your linebackers in secondary?
Linebackers, Bogue, Jason Bogue. Already mentioned, DeValconier was already mentioned. And I mean, I'm just giving you top line players, so.
Okay.
Linebackers. Well, DeValconier was in the secondary.
Okay.
Several kids right now that are all even.
Right.
It'd probably be best just to mention Bob as the leader, leading candidate there. We got some other kids. I can give you their names, but just not sure who's going to pick them out right now.
Okay.
They're new kids.
Okay. I just mentioned that.
Got several other guys competing.
What's your kicking game?
We're gonna be untested there. We've had good kickers the past couple of years, and kicking in Casey Bean, B-E-A-N-E. We'll be doing at least the extra point field goal kicking.
Okay.
I don't know what he is, 5'10", 65 maybe. And then Mick Eichmann, E-I-C-H-M-A-N. Looks like he's got the inside track to do in the punt.
Okay.
And we got several guys competing for kickoff.
What year are these guys?
Bean's a senior. Eichmann's a junior.
Okay. Got a height weight on Eichmann.
Eichmann's about 6'3", 215 maybe.
Okay. You got any couple follow-up questions? First of all, on the offensive side, who should be the clear-cut leaders for you guys?
On what now?
On the offensive side, who should be our clear-cut leaders?
Well, we got a quarterback back. We have Brad Clark as our fullback, and then J.D. Glover and Justin Foster on the line.
You going to be playing guys on both sides of the line this season? And you got any doubts or optimism going into the season?
Well, we need to improve our special teams and all that. And hopefully we can improve our running game a little bit better this year.
What's your season outlook? How do you expect to finish? How do you expect to go this year?
Well, we're just going to play well every game, because I know that, you know, every game we have is going to be tough ones. It seems like everyone's going to be a little bit better this year.
Okay. How did you play at the varsity level?
Oh, this is my third year.
This is your third year. 3 year letterman?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you played? Do you play any other sports?
I played baseball.
Play baseball. You letterman there?
Yeah, I played. Last year was my first year.
Okay. You're going to start your second year. What kind of GPA you got?
Probably about 2.5.
Okay. What's your outlook for this season? Personally and for the team, you're looking for big things.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think we have a chance of be going to the state playoffs again, maybe being a state contender, state championship contender. My goal personally, 1,000 yards. You know,
you had 1,100 last year, right?
Yeah, 1,100 last year. Try to get that again. More than that, you know, break the all-time touchdown for a career record, which is 36, and I think I have 31 so far. So I'm trying to go for my goal, which is 50 for career. So.
Okay. So what's your thoughts on 1,100 yards rushing last year, 14 TDs? Can you do it again this year? It was 19. Okay. They had 14 on the sheet they sent us.
Maybe rushing. Probably was 14.
Okay.
But all the total was
19. Okay. Gotcha. Can it be done this year again? I mean, can it be definitely outdone?
Because I think we have a better line, offensive line, than we had last year. So I think things will be a lot better for the running game this year, plus passing, too.
What are your plans after high school? You want to pursue football, baseball?
Oh, yeah. College, definitely.
Okay. What's the division?
If possible, you know, I'd want to try to get baseball and football,
right.
But if nevertheless, I could always walk on as baseball, but get a scholarship in football.
Great. What position are you playing baseball?
Center field.
You got some stats on you from last year, just for the heck of it?
I think my average was 333, 400. 12 RBIs.
Okay. What are the toughest teams going to be in the conference this year?
Conference? I think the only toughest team will probably be Bluesby South Carolina. That was our only loss last year.
Right.
This was Bluesby South.
Okay.
Probably them, yeah.
Have you been recruited by any schools yet? Been looked at?
Yeah, I've been several. K-State, Missouri, Kansas. I've got letters from Florida State, Penn State, Nebraska, Colorado, Texas A&M, a lot of big schools.
Alright. So you're a punter, you're a running back, and you're in the secondary. Is that?
Kickoff, punt return.
So you kind of like that role, being a jack of all trades for the team?
Definitely.
That's pretty good. So how did you get started in football and baseball? Was it something when you were younger? Or did you just click on?
Well, not really. When I was in, first year I ever played any sport was when I was in sixth grade. I played basketball before anything.
Right.
And then I didn't play football until I was in eighth grade. I wasn't even going to go out
because
I wasn't, I wasn't sure if I wanted to play. That was the first year I ever played football. I was in eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball I didn't play. Probably, I didn't play baseball until I was probably 14. So not that long. Really. Right.
What keeps you going? What motivates you?
Probably knowing that I have a chance of getting a scholarship, you know?
Right.
And I have to do my best to get where I want to go.
All right, Dave.
This is second.
Mm-hmm. And what was your record last year?
6-4.
6-4. How about in the conference?
Oh, God, I don't know. 3-3? Is it seven teams? Probably 3-3.
Seven teams. How many starters you got coming back on offense?
Three.
How about defense?
Three on defense.
Okay. Returning letterman?
14.
What's your overall outlook for the team this year?
Oh, I don't know. We're young, inexperienced. Hopefully we'll get better as the season goes along.
Who's going to be your starter quarterback?
I don't know yet.
You have any candidates?
Yeah, I got a couple of candidates. David Lane and Anthony Limon, L-I-M-O-N, like the city in Colorado.
What's the year on both them guys?
Junior for Limon, junior for Lane.
What's their height and weight on them?
Limon's like 5'10", 165, and Lane's 5'11", 170.
Okay. How about your running backs?
Anthony Terrazas, 2 R's, A-Z-A-S, T-E-R-R-A-Z-A-S.
Who's that? What's his first name again?
Anthony.
What's his year height and weight?
I'm a senior about, I don't know, 6 foot, 175.
Okay.
Eric Davis.
He's with me already. He's like about 5'8", 160.
What year is he?
Senior.
Ifo Atagi. A-T-A-G-I, Ifo.
Okay.
And he's like 6'3", 185.
And what year is he?
Senior.
Okay.
And Jason Gonzalez. Z at the end.
Okay. Okay.
He's like 5'10", 150. Senior. And the Johnny Potts.
TTS.
Yeah, POTTS. He's like 6 foot 180. He's a junior.
Okay. How about your lineman?
Two returners with Brian Poltz, P-O-L-C.
Brian Poltz.
Mm-hmm. With a Y, B-R-Y-A-N, sorry. He's like 5'10", 165. And Zach Goff, G-O-F-F. He's like 6'1", 220. They're both seniors. The rest of them, I mean, we got a whole bunch of linemen. You know, they're all fighting for the spots.
Okay. On the defensive outlook, how about your linemen?
Oh. Goff and Poltz, probably. Same guys.
Okay. How about your linebackers and secondary?
All linebackers, we got to replace everybody. We got three secondary starters back. Gonzalez, Davis, and Atagi are all starters who are returning.
Kicking yet.
Got our kicker back, Chambers, Donnie Chambers. There's 25 out of 28, and he kicked, I think, 3 out of 5 field goals. His longest one was 37. Kicked a 42-yarder when he was a freshman.
Here's he?
Junior.
What's his height and weight?
He's about 6 foot, 175.
Gonna be doubling these guys up on both sides of the line.
Who?
Are you gonna be doubling these guys up on both sides of the line?
It's hard to tell you. Oh geez. Somebody got hurt.
Okay. Who do you think's gonna be the top three?
Get some ice on him, coach.
Yeah, we're going to get it right now.
Okay.
Who do you see as the top three in the Big Seven this year?
Oak Park, I guess. Blue Springs. Lee Summit.
Paul, do you have any revised outlook on the season now? The practice beginning and everything?
We got a real good work ethic going on. Numbers are down a little bit.
Is anything clear on the quarterback situation?
Not yet.
Okay.
We have three youngsters, two juniors and a sophomore, trying to work the job out.
Okay. I just need to get a height and weight on the three candidates. First of all, Rust.
Tom Rust is 6'1", 170.
That Keaton McRae.
He's 6 foot, 175.
And Jimmy Neely.
Jimmy Neely is 5'11", 185.
Okay.
Now, the first two are juniors.
Okay.
And Neely's a sophomore.
Yeah, okay. Great. And, with your running back?
Troy Fairfield is still our best threat as a running back.
Okay. What's his height and weight?
He's 5'10 and a half. So he's about 175, 178.
Okay. What about your lineman?
Who did I put in?
You got Matt Williams.
Yeah. He is 6'1", 185.
Okay.
Kid Barker is 6 foot 250 from 303 last year.
Wow. Does that look at your lineman?
Yes, it's about the same.
Okay. And your linebackers in secondary?
That's our strength is our linebacker.
Okay.
He's a 3-year starter. He's 6'2 and a half. Yeah. Mosier's also starting to tie in.
Okay.
Ready?
And your kicking game?
Well, our punting situation is pretty good shape.
Okay.
I don't know who the kicking will be yet.
A lot of these guys lining up on both sides of the line this year.
Yeah, we always do. I don't want to, but we have to.
Okay. See, is the top three in the conference?
Yeah.
top three teams.
Well, Blue Springs is always going to be there.
Right.
I think Lee Sumner will have a but there may be some adjustment. You know, Clark will be strong. I mean, I ain't missed the ball.
Right.
You know, Park Hill's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
St. Joe Central's big team every year. And Truman, my God, they turned the corner last year. Their program's balling. I don't know who's going to win the cup. I know you better have your hat buckled on every time you play.
That's right.
Of course, next year it'll get a little easier. They're going to bring Bruce Fink South in there, too.
Right.
How the hell are we going to do that?
Be another team.
I mean, I don't know. I started returning off. Kids to play a lot. I know this, when we assigned our jersey numbers, we had 13, only 13 jerseys had been given last year.
Wow.
I mean, kids had dressed out for the varsity last
right.
year. There's only 13 of them on the team.
Wow.
So it's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Maybe Swede won't be telling everybody we're going to be the dark horse.
Right.
Guys got...